And we're in the first intermission here at the Accesso Showwear Center in Kent, Washington. The Saskatoon Blades lead the Seattle Thunderbirds 1-0 after one period. Normally we would call this the other side, but because of what happened today with the Saskatoon Blades, we are going to change that up and just call it something else entirely, make it up as we go along. It is brought to you, though, by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. I'm joined by the Blades Director of Scouting, Dan Tenser. Good to have you along.
Great to be here, Les.
Your thoughts on period number one, first of all.
I thought that looked like us. I thought, it was very reminiscent of how we started the game in Wenatchee at the beginning of the trip there. Obviously, our last four periods haven't been to the standard that we expect of ourselves as a group. The group talked a lot yesterday, took a day off away from the rink, did have a meeting in the evening, talked in the meeting about the solution being easy. Don't need to overthink the solution, just get back to work, get back to playing who we are. And you see that there, that work and those compete habits and getting the clips, as Brennan Sonny likes to talk about, leads to a lot of good things. I thought that was a very strong start for us today.
Dan, in lieu of the fact that I can't have Colin Priestner or Steve Hildebrand here, you're next in command.
I'll do my best.
You're the guy that's going to tell me about why it happened today. And if you haven't heard, the Saskatoon Blades made a splash. They made a blockbuster deal. They acquired Fraser Minton. And if that mean name doesn't mean anything to you, you must have been living under a rock, because every time you looked on a national sports show, they were talking about Fraser Minton with the Toronto Maple Leafs starting the season. Well, Fraser Minton's now a Saskatoon Blade, acquired from the Kamloops Blazers for Jordan Keller, a first-round draft pick in 2024, a first-round draft pick in 2025, and a fourth-round draft pick in 2024. Dan, this is an impact deal that says we think we have a championship team this year and we need this guy.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it says. I think anybody that paid attention to our group last year started to see that build. And we were steadfast in at the deadline last year, not stepping up to where a number of other teams did. Part of the reason for that was looking ahead to the group this year and understanding that we were going to be even stronger this year and potentially have a clearer path to do what we want to do this year. And, obviously our group went through the playoffs last year and got some tremendous experience getting through to the conference final, and has been, for the most part, an outstanding start to this year. And I think as a management group, you build for a decade towards a moment in time like this where the group deserves a shot. I think first and foremost, the young men in that room who have been with us for a number of years, who have gone through it and gotten the culture and the on-ice performance to this point, they deserve a shot. And you know what? The city is behind us as strongly as they've ever been right now. The atmosphere last year in the playoffs was unbelievable. I think back to that last game against Red Deer where that crowd didn't have anything to do with Connor Bedard. That was people from Saskatoon showing up to watch us and support us get through to the conference final. And I think that the city and the fans deserve a shot at this too. And I think that's been the mentality we've had as a management group. And this deal comes along today, and we thought it made a lot of sense to try to help us accomplish that goal.
What does Fraser Minton bring to the Saskatoon Blades?
First and foremost, I think he's a guy that fits in with what we're all about. When we talk about, being competitive, being good humans, like that's sort of you're around our group on a constant basis, and they really are like a family, like a brotherhood. To have guys come in and fit into that from the outside is not always going to be perfect, but I think Fraser is the type of personality that is ultra competitive. He brings tremendous leadership. He went to Memorial Cup last year with the Kamloops Blazers. He played NHL games at the start of this year. So I would say that those character and leadership attributes, and in terms of the fit with the group, that's at the top of the list. The rest of it, two-way centerman who brings size. He's elite at, you name it, distributing the puck, shooting the puck, face-offs, special teams. I think he's going to have a 1-2 punch with Trevor Wong down the middle that is going to allow our coaching staff a tremendous number of options at even strength and on the special teams. And I think gives us depth at one of the most important positions in hockey, which is center ice.
Some people would look at the timing of the trade, Dan, and say, okay, you hadn't had four very good periods. the last two games. So this is a trade that you figured it had to be made because of that. I seem to think that this has been something that's been in the works for a few weeks, maybe, ever since Minton been returned to Kamloops.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that in this job you try not to react to what happens over a small sample of size, like 3 or 4 or 5 periods of hockey. You know, it was an upgrade that we've been looking at. Obviously, there's, you know, quite a number of guys speculated to potentially be available this year. When Fraser Minton got returned to Kamloops, we did engage Sean Clouston and the Blazers fairly immediately on it. And in the last, we'll say since Sunday or Monday, the timeline on that started to accelerate, and it got to a point where in the last couple of days it looked like we were going to be able to put something together. The timing of it is very important for us. We're on this trip now for another week. We have go home and have a solid week of practice time. Obviously, Fraser is going to be a player that we expect to be on Canada's National World Junior Hockey Team, which means we'll lose him for a period of time. But being able to get him before that for a period of a couple of weeks or a couple of weeks-ish, I think in terms of his ability to come in and get familiar and us to get familiar with him, get some cohesion there so that he can get the ground running when he comes back in January. I think the timing is very important for us, and certainly you know, we appreciate Kamloops working with us on that to accelerate the timing to the point where we could get it done today and expect him to meet us in Portland tonight.
The last one is one probably that should go to Colin, but I'll ask you, are you guys done? Is this the end of the deals to try to improve the Blades in the hopes of winning a championship?
What I would say to that is as a management group in a year like this, you never stop looking at ways that you can improve your hockey club. So I don't know. To be honest, this was the number one thing we wanted to accomplish. But I think, you know, it takes a lot of pieces to win. And I think it would be very fair to say that as a management group, we'll continue to be as aggressive as we can be in giving our city and our fans and our players, our staff, the best opportunity to win this year.
Dan, I appreciate the time and the candor. Look forward to seeing how this all works out. But I'm all in, and I'm excited as all get out to see Fraser Minton in a Blades uniform tomorrow night in Portland. Thank you.
You betcha, Les.
Blades Director of Scouting Dan Tenser joining me here. It's the first intermission. Saskatoon leads 1-0 over Seattle. We'll come back with the highlight montage and the game summary, including the pre-con limited shot clock next. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Hockey on CJWW.